Welcome to Superbase. In the next hour or so, we'll be working together, going through the basics of Superbase. You'll see how to use Superbase to store information, retrieve information, update it, print it, and much more besides. Now, the best way to learn anything is to try it out for yourself, preferably with an expert to help you. And that's the idea behind this audio tutorial. I'll be talking you through Superbase while you drive the computer. Now don't worry, you won't break anything and you won't cause a disaster if you press the wrong button. I'll be telling you exactly what to do and when to do it, so just follow my instructions as I give them to you. You'll find I'll be prompting you to do various things. Press a key or turn to a page in the manual. And from time to time, you'll hear this tone. It's a stop tone and simply tells you when to stop the tape while you try something out on your own. But always remember, you're in control. So work at your own pace and take as long as you need. And don't be afraid to stop the tape if you need more time to type things in. In this tape, we're going to concentrate on the things you'll need to use Superbase on a day-to-day basis. At the end of this tape, you'll be able to explore all of Superbase's facilities for yourself. So let's get started. The first thing to do is to check that your computer's ready. Make sure all the components of your system are connected up properly and switched on. Now, if you're not sure how to do that, check with your Commodore user manual. Stop the tape now while you switch your system on. Okay, you should now have your computer, disk drive unit and screen switched on and ready to go. And if you have a printer, this should also be linked up and switched on. Before we start using Superbase, let's take a look at the keyboard. I'm assuming you're reasonably familiar with the layout of the keys. During this session, you'll be using all the ordinary keys, together with cursor movement keys marked CRSR, the return key, the shift keys, and the insert delete key. If you can't locate any of these, or if you're not sure what they do, stop the tape now and check with your Commodore user manual. Now find the key marked shift lock. It's on the left-hand end of the keyboard. It's best to leave this key alone when you're using Superbase, as it can affect the way Superbase works if you leave it locked on by mistake. So, in general, try to use the ordinary shift key rather than shift lock when you want to type a capital letter. Next, take a look at the pad of four keys at the right-hand end of your keyboard. These are the function keys. That's why they're marked with an F. Each one is assigned a job, or in Superbase terms, an option. So you can tell your computer to do a specific task by simply pressing the relevant function key instead of having to press several keys to reach the same end. You'll be using these function keys a lot with Superbase. Although there are only four separate function keys, each one doubles up, giving a total of 8. Before we go any further, we need to set up a disk for storing information or data. Superbase is on one disk, the program disk, but we want to store information on a separate disk, a data disk. So I want you to find the instructions on page 2 of the tutorial. And when you've got it, I want you to follow the instructions for loading Superbase and creating a data disk. Remember, if you make any typing errors, use the insert delete key to correct your errors. Stop the tape now and switch it back on when you've carried out all the instructions. Okay, we're ready to start using Superbase. But first, Let me explain some of the terms we'll be using. To begin with, what is a database? Well, if you like, it's an electronic filing cabinet. And just as in an ordinary filing cabinet, the information is stored in batches called files. And you can think of Superbase as being an office containing a number of electronic filing cabinets. So, you have a number of files in a number of databases within Superbase. And you can have as many databases as you like. Superbase will allow you to hold up to 15 files in each of the databases you create. And each of the files is made up of separate bits of information known as records. For example, you may have a file containing names of companies. In that case, each company name would be one record. But don't worry about remembering all these terms right now. They'll make more sense when we come to use them. Okay, let's have a go at using Superbase to create a file for holding the names and addresses of your friends and business contacts. You should see a message at the top of the screen which reads Mode Processing. And you get a message asking you to enter a database name. Superbase is already set up with a database called Training. So simply key that in now, in capital letters, the word Training. Remember, if you make a typing error, use the Insert-Delete key to put it right. When you've keyed it incorrectly, press Return. You're now in your first database. The next thing you must do, as the prompt says, is to enter a name for the file you're about to create. Well, this one's for names and addresses, so we'll call it Addresses. Key that in now, this time in small letters. Addresses. And then press Return. The next prompt is telling you this file does not already exist, and it's asking you if you want to use this name, Addresses, to create a new file. Well, you do. So press the letter Y to answer yes. After a few moments, you get the message, Mode, Format, and the rest of the screen goes blank. Remember, we want to create a file to hold names and addresses, and we want them in an organized format. And that's exactly what you do in the Format mode. You start with a blank screen and draw an empty form with spaces for the information you want to store. If you like, it's a template for the records you'll be storing later. Okay, let's start designing the layout of our first file. This file is going to hold names and addresses of friends and business contacts. For friends, we'll keep a record of their birthdays, and for business contacts, a record of their profession. We're going to split each part of the name and address into separate entries, or fields. We'll have a separate field for last name, a separate field for first name, and so on. You'll see what I mean if we have a go at setting up some fields. Look at the screen and you'll see the cursor. That's the small flashing square which marks where you are on the screen. Use the cursor control keys to move the cursor down one line. And now, move the cursor to the right one space. And now, key in the first field name, which is last name. That's all one word, last name. Okay, that's your first field name. Now, to finish setting up this field, you have to tell Superbase how much space you're going to allocate for last names. In other words, you have to set the field length. To set the field lengths, you use function key number 1, that's F1. So first, move the cursor one space to the right. That's where you want the field to begin. And then, press the function key marked F1. The word mode at the top of the screen now flashes to tell you Superbase is ready to start a field. We can set up various types of fields: text fields, date fields, numeric fields, and so on, all of which I'll explain as we go along. Right now we're going to make this last name field a key field. So we need to press the letter K just once. Do that now, the letter K. And you get a prompt asking you to set key. Superbase is asking you to set the field length. You'll also see a small rectangular marker which tells you where the last name field will start. On the right-hand side of the message area, you'll see the number 1. This indicates the length of the field at the present moment. As you increase the length of the field, so this number increases. So let's try it. To increase the field's length, simply move the cursor to the right. Not many people have last names more than 15 letters long, so move the cursor across until the indicator reads 15. Do that now. If you go too far across, simply move the cursor back until it's in the right place. Okay, if your field length indicator now reads 15, press return. You'll now see a square marker appear. This marks the end of your last name field. You'll be repeating this procedure for setting up fields time and time again. So let me summarize it for you. Step 1, key in the name of the field. 2, move the cursor to where you want the field to start. 3, mark the start of the field by pressing F1. Step 4, set the type of field. 5, move your cursor to where you want the field to end, that is, set its length. And lastly, press return. By the way, if you make a mistake setting up a field, you can easily erase it after you've pressed return. You simply place the cursor on either of the field markers, then press F1 and the letter E for erase. The field would then disappear, and you'd be able to start again. Next, we'll create a field for first names. So move the cursor down 2 lines, and now back to the left until it's in line with the L of last name. And key in the word first name. That's all one word, first name. This time we're going to make it a text field, which, as you'll see later, has a different use to a key field. Move the cursor to the right 1 space. Now, as you did for the last name field, press the F1 key. This time, press the letter T to tell Superbase you want this to be a text field. Do that now. Press T just once. You'll see that this field is marked with a different shaped marker, so you can tell the difference between field types. We want this field to be 18 characters long. So now move the cursor across until the indicator reads 18. Do that now. And now press return. Okay, you've set your first 2 fields for last name and first name. Next, we'll set the address fields. Move the cursor down 2 lines and across until it's situated below the letter F of first name. We'll split each address into 4 separate fields. That's address line 1, address line 2, 3, and 4. You could call them anything you like. For instance, street, city, state, zip code, whatever you prefer. So, let's key in our first address field. Key in the word address and the number 1 without a space in between. Again, we want the address lines to be text fields, so move the cursor along one space, press the F1 key, and then the letter T. Not many address lines are more than 24 letters long, so we'll set all 4 address fields at 24 letters, starting with this one. Have a go at this one on your own. Now move the cursor down one line and across until it's under the A of address 1. And key in address 2. Move one across to the right. Press F1 followed by the letter T. And then set the field length on your own, to 24 again. I want you to set the next 2 address fields on your own, and make them each 24 letters long. Stop the tape while you do it. Right, you've finished setting up the fields for the names and addresses of your friends and business contacts. And you made all of them text fields, except for the last name field, which you made a key field. Next, you need some way of noting whether each person is a business contact or a personal friend. So we'll set up a field 1 character long, into which you can enter either a B for business or a P for personal. Let's try it. Move the cursor down 2 lines. Then, position it below the first S of address line 4. And now, type in a capital B, an oblique symbol, and a capital P. That's B for business and P for personal. Now, move the cursor to the right 1 space, and on your own, mark the field and set it as another text field, 1 character long. Now, just to remind ourselves what that B oblique P stands for in future, let's just make a note to the right of the field so we don't forget. Move the cursor to the right 3 spaces and type in the word business, an oblique symbol, and the word personal. You're going to be recording the names of your friends, so it would be useful to also keep a record of their birthdays. So, let's now set up a field for birthdays. Move the cursor down 3 lines, and position it below the letter A of address 4. Now, type in the word birthday, then 1 space, then press F1 again. This time we're not setting a text field, we're setting a date field. So now, watch the cursor as you press D for date. Do that now. You'll see the cursor's jumped across the screen 7 characters. That's because Superbase automatically gives you 7 characters for your date field. Okay, now press return. There's only one more field to set up now in our name and address file. This field will keep a note of what profession each of your business contacts is in. So, let's call this field profession and make it another text field. Start by moving the cursor so it's positioned 2 lines below the letter B of birthday. Now, key in the word profession.
and then set this as a text field 15 characters long. Stop the tape while you do it. That's it. You've finished setting up all the fields. And the next thing to do is to save this format on disk. But just before we do that, I want to show you a few of Superbase's features that'll help you to improve the look of our form layout. First, I'm going to show you a way of inverting the lettering. So, start by moving the cursor onto the letter L of the word last name. Then, press the F1 key again, and the letter I. That I stands for invert, and that's just what it's done to the last name line. Instead of having dark lettering on a light background, you now have light lettering on a dark background. To get the screen back to normal, simply repeat the process. Try it now. Press F1 and the letter I. Now let's have a go at inverting the whole screen. Simply press F1, then the letter S, and everything's now inverted. If you're using a colour screen, we'll try changing the colours. It's easy. Just hold down the Control key, that's the one marked CTRL on the left-hand side of the keyboard, hold down the Control key, and at the same time, press the number 1 key a few times. As you see, the colour of the background changes each time you press number 1. The number 2 and 3 keys change the colour of other parts of the screen in the same way. So, it's the Control key and either number 1, 2 or 3. Stop the tape while you practice changing colours until you get a combination you like. You should now have colours which you find easy to work with, so we'll carry on. What have you done so far? Well, you've entered all the field names and field lengths needed for your name and address file. You've inverted the lettering of one line with F1, I, and inverted the lettering on the whole screen with F1, S. Finally, you had a go at changing the colours on the screen. So far, the form you've designed is stored in a computer, but you'd lose it if you switch the computer off. So you need to store it permanently on disk. Your data disk should still be in the disk drive, so press F1 and then the key marked Run Stop. Superbase now works its way down your form and changes the field markers to greater than and less than signs. It'll then display a question on the message line. Allow duplicate keys? If you remember, we set the last name field as a key field. That means when you enter last names in future into this field, Superbase automatically sorts them and stores them in alphabetical order. We chose last name as the key field, but we could have made any of the other fields the key field, for example address 1, or maybe first name, as long as we only have one key field for each record. Superbase would then have sorted these into alphabetical order and used them for reference purposes. So what's this question on the screen asking you? Well, it's asking you if you're going to allow Superbase to accept more than one record with the same key field. In other words, is it okay to accept more than one Mr. Brown into our name and address file? If you answer yes, you could have more than one Mr. Brown in the file. If you answered no, you could only have one Mr. Brown in the file. Well, in this case, we do want to allow duplicate keys. But there are times when duplicate keys are not a good idea. When you finish this tutorial, have a look in your reference manual to find out more about this. So now, press the letter Y to answer yes. Superbase now displays the word processing while it's saving your form. And that's it. You've finished designing the file format for our name and address file. If you want to take a short break, this is a good place to do it. Stop the tape, but leave your computer running. You should have a message on your screen which reads Mode, Menu. Every time you create a new file, Superbase automatically brings up the Format option, so you can design the format for the new file. But every time you call up a file that's already been used, you'll be automatically put into the Menu mode. There are two menus available, Menu 1 and Menu 2. They both list the various things you can do with the file you're working on. Right now, you should be looking at Menu 1. To see Menu 2, simply press the return key once. Try that now. And there's Menu 2. Have a quick look at it to see the difference. You'll see a list of F keys down the screen. These refer to the function keys on the right-hand end of your keyboard. Each one gives you a different option. Look at option 2. You'll see it says Format. You'd use this one if you wanted to design another format as we've just done. But right now, we want to enter some names and addresses into our name and address file. So we need Menu 1. So press Return again to get back to Menu 1. We need to use the Enter option. That's the F1 key. So press that key now, F1. The screen displays the heading Mode, Entry, and you'll see the form you've just designed. Your cursor is flashing at the start of the last name field. And if you look in the top right corner of the message area, you'll see a hash symbol, the noughts and crosses sign, the number 1 and the letter K. This tells you you're now in field number 1, and the letter K tells you it's a key field. We'll imagine you have a friend called John Baker, whose name and address you want to put into the file. So, key in his last name, capital B, then in small letters, A-K-E-R, and now press return. The cursor jumps down to the beginning of the next field, the first name field. So key in John and press return. And the cursor moves to the address 1 field. You'll find that the cursor will move about quite freely within the fields, but will not move anywhere outside. Try it now. Press the upward cursor control key just once, and you'll see the cursor moves back up to the previous field, not into the space between the two fields. Now press return just once to move the cursor back to the address field, and key in the number 20, a space, Rose Terrace, and press return. Now, type Woking and press return. Now, the final part of John Baker's address, the postcode. WR2, a space, 6TJ, and again, press return. There's no address line 4 for Mr. Baker's address. But this one will come in handy in future for people with longer addresses. So we can skip it by simply pressing return. Do that now. Next, the business or personal field. Well, John Baker is a personal friend of yours, so just key in the letter P and press return. Now you need to fill in the birthday field. Remember, we set this one up as a date field. And with Superbase, you always have to enter dates in a particular form. Either the day of the month, a three-letter abbreviation of the month, and the last two digits of the year, or, if you prefer, you can put month, day, year. Try it now. Key in 12, J-U-L for July, and the year 54, and then press return. The message area now displays MON, short for Monday. Superbase is telling you which day of the week John Baker was born. Okay, we don't want to fill in the profession field for John Baker, so that completes your first record. All you need to do now is to save your work. So press return to skip the profession field, and Superbase asks you to press return to store. Do that now. Superbase now invites you to enter another record. Well, we do want to enter another, so do as the message tells you and press the space bar just once. At the end of part one of the written tutorial, you'll find six more example records which I want you to enter into your name and address file on your own. So stop the tape while you make the entry. Okay, you should now have finished entering the six records into your name and address file. And after you've pressed return to store the last record, your screen will be prompting you to press the space bar to enter another. Well, we don't want to enter anymore, so simply press return again to get back to menu one. Before we take a look at some of the other options on the menu, I want to tell you about Superbase's commands. Superbase can be controlled in two ways, either by using the menus or by using commands. In other words, you can either use the menus and the function keys to get to certain options, or you can key in the commands on the command line. Let's try it now. Instead of pressing the F1 key to use the enter option, just key in the word enter, and you see it appear on the command line at the top of the screen. Now press return, and you'll see you're in entry mode again. You can get at any of the menu options in this way, by simply keying them in on the command line and pressing return. But we don't want to enter any more records right now, so to get rid of this option, you have to tell Superbase to quit. So first press F1, then the letter Q for quit, and here we are back at menu 1. There are other ways of quitting from options which you'll find out about at the beginning of tutorial 3. Okay, up to this point, you've designed the format of your name and address file, you've entered a number of records and saved them on disk. You've seen how to use the menus and options, and you've had a go at entering commands on the command line. So now you'll want to view the names and addresses you've stored. Look at the menu and you'll see the select option. It's function key number 2, F2. So to get this function key, press the shift key and F2 together. Do that now. You'll now see one of Superbase's sub-menus. This one's called the Select menu, and it lists 11 options. The Select menu offers you various ways of displaying the records in a file. To start with, let's just browse through the records in our file. It's just like flicking through the pages of a name and address book. Let's turn to the first page. If you look at the Select menu on the screen now, you'll see an option called First. So press F6 now. You'll see the record for Julie Adams. Although this wasn't the first record you entered, it's now the first in the file, because, as I said earlier, Superbass sorts key fields into alphabetical order. And your key field was for last name, so the name Adams is now the first in the file. Across the top of the string, you'll see a row of letters. These are abbreviations for the commands you've just been looking at on the Select menu. Now, these abbreviations are very logical. For instance, to view the next record, you simply press the letter N for next. Do that now. And you get the second record on the file for John Baker. Press N again. And you get George Collins' name and address. To go backwards through the file is just as easy. Simply press P for previous. Do that now. And you get the previous record. To get to the last record on the file, simply press the letter L once. And here you are at the end of the file with Richard Thomas's record. You can prove it's the last record in the file by pressing the letter N once more. Try that now. You'll see a blank record and a message on the screen telling you it's the end of the file. So now, press F for first to get back to the first record. Now I want you to practice browsing through the file using the one-letter commands I've just shown you. First, last, next, and previous. Stop the tape now while you practice using these four commands. Now press return just once to get back to the Select menu. Next, we'll have a look at ways of picking out particular records, because if you're dealing with a much larger file, you won't want to browse through them all to find the one you want. First, we'll try picking out records by particular key fields. We want the option which says Key, and it's function key number 1, so press F1 now. And Superbass asks you for the key field you're looking for. Well, let's imagine you want to find the address of Mr. Smythe. Key that in now. S-M-Y-T-H-E and press return. And the record for Jeremy Smythe appears on the screen. Now press return to get back to the menu. By the way, you can often save time by typing in an abbreviated version of the key field entry you're after. You don't always have to type in the full key field entry. For example, press F1 again for the key option. And this time, key in the letters S-M-Y, the first 3 letters of Smythe. And press return. You still get Jeremy Smythe's record, even though you abbreviated his name. You'll see a message on the screen telling you it's only a partial match. It's not the exact one you asked for, but it's the nearest one Superbass could find. Now press return to get back to the menu. Next, let's have a look at one of Superbass's most powerful options, the match option. This allows you to call up a group of records which all have something in common. For instance, you could call up or match all those people whose first name was David. Or maybe all those people who lived in the same town. Let's try it. We'll match all those people who are personal friends of yours and view their records. So press the F7 key to get the match option. You'll get a blank record and a message prompting you to select match data. So you must tell Superbass what criterion it must base its selection of records on. There are many ways of doing this, and you'll find a list of them in the reference section of your manual. For now, we want to match all those people who are personal friends. So move the cursor down to the B/P field and key in a capital P for personal. This is the only criterion we're going to give Superbase to make its selection on. So now press Shift and the return key together. This tells Superbase to start searching through the records. Superbase now searches for all those people with a P in the B/P field. After a short time, Superbase displays the first of the records it found that matches the criterion. And sure enough, if you look in the B/P field, you'll see a letter P to signify this person is a personal friend. To view the next record that matches this criterion, simply press the letter M for match, and you get the next personal friend, John Baker. I want you to carry on pressing the letter M to check that Superbase has found all the relevant records. Stop the tape while you do it, and switch on again when you get a blank screen. By the way, you always have to go through all the relevant records in the file to finish the matching process. But it's a bit slow having to look at each one in turn to get to the end. But you can reach the end quickly by simply pressing L for last. Okay, now press Return to get back to the Select menu. You'll use the Match option a lot in future, so let's try a few more ways of using it. Let's try and find out which of the people in our file is a doctor by profession. If you think you can do it on your own, stop the tape while you have a go. If you're not sure, let the tape continue. Okay, to find the doctor in our file, press the F7 key to get the match option. And then move the cursor to the profession field and key in the word doctor. Then press Shift and Return together to start the search. Superbase finds the first doctor in the file and displays the record on the screen. To check there aren't any more doctors in the file, simply press the letter M to continue the search for doctors. Do that now. M. Well, there aren't any more doctors in our file, so Superbase displays the end of file message. Now, press Return and get back to the Select menu. We'll try using the Match option in a slightly different way, to find those records which do not contain a particular field. For instance, imagine you wanted to pick out all your friends who live outside Birmingham. Let's try it. First, press F7 again to get to the Match option. In all the addresses in our file, the town or city, in this case Birmingham, will appear in the third or fourth address line. So now move the cursor down to address line 3 and key in a hash symbol and then key in Birmingham. Now do the same for address line 4. That's hash Birmingham. The hash symbol tells Superbase you want to find all those addresses which do not contain the word Birmingham in address line 3 or 4. Remember, we're looking for all your friends who live outside Birmingham. So next, we must tell Superbase to only find personal friends. In other words, those records with a letter P in the B/P field. So move down to the B/P field, and as we did a minute ago, key in the letter P to tell Superbase to find personal friends only. Now, press Shift and Return together as usual, and Superbase begins its search. Superbase finds the first record that matches our criteria. It's John Baker's record. So now press M once again to find the next matching record in the file. Superbase can't find any more and gives you the end of file message as before. Your name and address file is only a small one, but if you needed to search through a larger file, the match option would come in very useful. We've finished with this now, so press return to get back to the select menu and return again to get back to menu 1. We've finished with Superbase for the moment, so let's try exiting from the program. Key in the word quit and press return. If you want to take a break, take the disk out of the disk drive and switch off your computer. But just before you do that, let's just check what you've done so far. You've created a file and designed its format. You've entered records into that file, and you've seen how to browse through those records and pick out particular ones with the key and match options. You've seen how you can control Superbase with commands or by using the options from the menus and submenus. On the other side of this tape, we're going to leave our name and address file and create a brand new file called Invoices, so I can show you some of the other things you can do with Superbase. Run the tape onto the end now, and then turn it over, ready to start the next session.